The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Sean, from Strange Indeed, and we have a special episode for you this week. So Reman and I are taking the week off. Next week, we will be covering Lost in Space. On our previous episode, we talked about potentially covering Dark from Netflix, but with all the feedback we're getting, we decided, hey, let's go ahead and cover Lost in Space. There's a lot of hype around it, a lot of excitement, so we're going to cover episode one of Lost in Space next week. But for this week, we decided that we want to share, to give you a little bit of taste of Language of Bromance, a little taste of some of the other things I do. I'm going to share one of my favorite episodes from Language of Bromance. It came way back when, it's episode 85, and we called it Poor Frontier Leo. And just a little hype on this episode, so this was before Leo won his Oscar award. We kind of took this whole journey with Frontier Leo, traveling with his ways he gets prepared for acting, and this was coming off of the heels of his big, big movie where he was out there frontiering it up. So if you get a chance, check this episode out. It's really, really fun. If you like it, go out and check out Language of Bromance. We got all the information in our show notes. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you find any of your podcasts. You should be able to find us. Search for us, Language of Bromance, and you'll see us right there. It's two awesome looking dudes. One looks like a Jedi, one looks like a Ninja Turtle. Bet you can guess which one's the Ninja Turtle. And also, one of the episodes we just did, we had our 200th episode come out this past Sunday. We had Rima, Joe, and Jason on there to answer some fun questions. So lots of cool TMI stuff there. So if you're curious about that, go ahead and check that out. So again, here's our episode 85 for the Language of Bromance, Poor Frontier Leo. I hope you enjoy it.
What's up, everybody? I'm Richard.
And I'm Sean.
And we're speaking the language of bromance.
Oh, hi. Richard.
Oh, what?
So, we always talk about nature and how dangerous it is. That's almost a weekly thing on this show.
It is. It's. I've always said that's the running theme. The running theme is, you know what? Mother Nature, she's a fickle woman. She's not always there, you know, with hugs and kisses and a sweet apple pie. Sometimes she's there with angry emus or sexy chimps or zombie bears.
Ah, you just said the key word there, sir. Bears. So we live in an age where we really don't have to worry too much about, you know, because you think back in the day, years ago, you had to survive out. Like right now, I'm looking outside and there's snow on the ground.
Right.
At one point, I would be huddled in a cave with a fire going, you know, freezing my balls off. But right now, I'm sitting in a nice warm office, looking outside with my hot cocoa, my blankie, and I am all good.
With your blankie?
Yeah, with my blankie.
Do you have a name for your blankie?
Yeah, it's Sparkles.
Sparkles.
It's Sparkles the blankie.
All right.
But
I think we'll delve into that another time. Please continue.
Draft episode, the things Sean needs to grow up over.
Pick number one, blankies.
So there's a lot of like older cowboy type movies that are frontier movies you'll go out to see. And you always see kind of the hardships that they had to deal with. And I just recently
saw... Yeah, it's not all Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, no, it is not.
It's not all Michael Landon and kids running down a field of flowers. Like I watched some of those episodes of Little House on the Prairie and I think they kind of glean over the fact, like, you know what? People died, like, just doing mundane things.
Well, you know, the hard thing that they would have is like, oh, shit, our crops didn't come in this year. One of you kids is going to have to go because we're all going to starve to death.
Yeah. Yeah. That's depressing.
It's kind of like the story of, it's kind of like the Reba McEntire story of Fancy, you know? We're all starving. We got to send the cute kid off to make money. So, you know, I recently went and saw The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'll probably spoil it. It's, I wasn't a big fan of the movie per se, but, so I'll probably talk a little bit about the movie. So if you want to go see
I've seen the trailer, and all I know is, DiCaprio has a beard. And there's a bear.
There is a big ass bear in this movie.
A big bear?
Yeah. Big old grizzly bear. So that scene was that scene was pretty cool, but you know, we don't have to worry about that stuff nowadays. I mean, to an extent, I guess you do if you're out hiking.
I always worry about bears. I don't know about you. I mean, you want to live in your little complacent world with sparkles and your cocoa, but I am always on the lookout for bears.
I guess it's kind of sad. Like, I'm less worried about bears than I am sharks. And I'm in the Midwest where I'm literally like maybe a couple hundred miles from bears.
Right. I mean, I look out the windows every now and again. I'm like, nope, whoop, bear check. Nope, we're good. We're good. Nope, what's that? Oh, nope, it's a cat. Okay, we're fine.
And that's what happened with this in this flick. You know, he's hiking. He's looking for a caribou or something to shoot. Because he's rugged frontier Leonardo DiCaprio, which would be an awesome action figure doll.
Yeah.
So he's walking through the woods, and if you're like me, you know what happens when you're walking. If you walk in the woods and you see a baby anything of size, you know, let's say like a baby moose or a baby deer, or God forbid a baby cub. What's the first thought that's going through your mind?
Where's the mom? My first thought. And also, like, if I'm walking through the woods and I see a baby cub, like, that's initial danger sign. That's holy shit, there's a bear around. And then I hightail it out of those woods. I mean, I don't tempt fate. I am not a tempter of fate.
Oh no. Yeah. Same way. So I think I've talked about this before, but, when I was younger dating a girl, we went to a park, you know, a national park, with her family, and we're driving along the road, and on the side of the road there's this big old moose, and mooses are dicks to begin with, from what I've heard. They're super dangerous. But this was just not a moose, it was a mama moose with her moose calf,
their moose baby.
Yeah. So said girlfriend at the time, sister's like, oh, I'm gonna get out and take a picture with this. I want to take a picture of this baby calf.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm like, that's
so initially, yeah. Like warning bells are going off in your head, like danger Will Robinson. You're like, no, don't go out there. Did you do the no, don't do it. Don't do it.
I did, and I got a dirty look. Oh. It's like they're not really wild animals, Sean. They're used to humans. All right, well, when you get trampled, yep.
Here we go.
And they have to put down the trained, pseudo-trained moose. You know, I hope you feel bad.
Yep. When they have to shoot that moose. Because it's developed a taste for human flesh, as they do.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, they get a little taste of that human blood, and before you know it, you have a moose jaws on your hands.
Yeah, then it's all crazy. Then there's, you know, then you're like, oh shit, there's a wild moose. That moose went moose on you.
What's bad though is like if you're going through the woods with those baby cubs, like the cubs come running to you, like, oh god, I want to play with you, human. You're like, no, go away, cub, go away. Mom, look, he wants to play with me.
What?
Mama bear's like, no, he wants to eat you.
Like this. Nom, 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 nom. And dead.
So the scene, it's actually pretty far into the movie. Leonardo DiCaprio's walking through the woods. I can't remember what his character's name, so we'll call him Frontier Leonardo DiCaprio. FLD for short.
Frontier Leo.
Let me tell you about a story about a man named Leo.
Now it does sound like an action figure.
It is an action figure.
I think it is. Frontier Leo.
I'm trying to figure out one of his other movies. Get it with Titanic Leo. Oh, yeah. Frontier Leo and Titanic Leo like each other. Ooh. Oh, yeah. There's some other kind of bear here, Titanic Leo.
Oh, no. Here comes Inception Leo.
Sean, what are you doing? Nothing, Dad. Nothing. They're fighting. They're fighting, Dad, I swear.
Oh, now they're upside down. Woo!
Oh no, where'd my clothes go?
Maybe that's what Inception is trying to teach us, that every single Leonardo DiCaprio movie is just one of his dreams he goes into in Inception.
Maybe.
Like, he falls asleep, and he's like, hey, I'm on a boat, I'm painting a naked lady. And then, oh, I'm in the woods with a bear, and then... You know,
I don't like this dream. I don't like this dream.
This is a bad dream. And then he kind of wakes up, but then he's, like, oh, I'm a trader on Wall Street.
Ooh, I like this one. There's boobies everywhere.
This is the best.
Can't remember any other movies he's in though right now.
there was The Beach, which yeah. I don't remember seeing. Oh, then he's like, oh, I'm a undercover New State Police guy with Jack Nicholson.
This should be fun. That's Jack Nicholson. Why the hell is he breaking my hand?
Weird how you see famous people in your dreams. Hey, Jack Nicholson's here with me.
this is mean Jack Nicholson. He smacks people in the face with a dildo. But so he's Frontier Leo walking through the woods, and he's, you know, they're in like a camp. And so the main idea behind this group of guys is they're out looking for pelts. I don't know what kind of pelts, but going out, getting pelts, they're going to come back and sell them, make a boatload of money.
So already they're like, you know, they're staring Mother Nature in the eye.
But that's the creepy thing. Like, can you imagine being out in the woods where, I mean, they had no idea where they were going when they lost Leo. Frontier Leo couldn't lead them back to the civilization because he was their tracker. He was the one helping them.
Okay, so Frontier Leo's like, he's the rugged grizzly man. Like, he's the guy when you know, there's the hikers that are from Australia, and they're like, oh, we just want to spend some time in the woods. And they're like, oh, you should, oh, you know, here's this guy. This guy's going to, he's going to be your guide. And then, you know, there's Frontier Leo sitting in the corner whittling some wood.
Yeah. And then he's also carving on a block of wood.
Yeah, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, building a shank. For what? For the moose.
The moose and the bears. There's bears out there. He's got a little of a lisp.
Watch out for them. Watch out. And then he's talking like, yeah. And then he's talking like, he's channeling Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. You know, because he's method. He's yeah. like, bears in them woods.
For the last year, that's what he's been doing in the woods. But and then like the hikers that come up to him are trying to get his help. Like, he's talking right into a tree. It's like, I don't know if he's talking to us or the tree.
Yeah, I just talked to them. I'll tell you what, there's bears out there. There's bears out there.
Communicate with some nature. Mm-hmm. There's some trees.
Oh, yeah, I like their tree.
Trees whisper to me. I'm a tree whisperer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, hikers. Yeah, I'll take you out there. We'll go get some of it. I'll go show you what's out there.
And as they're getting ready to leave, you just kind of touch the tree. Like,
I'll be back in a few weeks, baby. I love you. Remember that. You're the only one I ever love.
Yeah. He takes off a little pelt and ties it around it. He's like, use this to remember me, Bob. Mm-hmm.
He cuts off a branch. Like, I want a lock of your branch.
It sticks it in his hair. You'll always be with me. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I want this guy leading me out here. I mean, I think Leo's kind of gone off the deep end since he hasn't won an Oscar.
He's talking to the trees and shit.
So Frontier Leo.
Leo, we get it. Your method. I mean...
They call him like, okay, Mr. Deck.
No, I'm Frontier Leo right now. You just call me Frontier Leo. You can call me FLD for short if you like. I think that one though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Mr. DiCaprio.
I'm the Frontier Leo.
Could you be one of the other guys? Like, how about, could you be the Wall Street guy? Like, he was funny.
I don't have no cocaine on me. I guess I can try and snort some of that snow over there, but I don't think it'll have the same effect.
No.
Frontier Leo's my new hero. So Frontier Leo's walking through the woods, like, oh, I'm just walking through the woods right here. He's like,
oh god damn, there's a fucking cub over there. Holy shit, there's another cub.
Is he by himself when he finds the cubs?
Yeah, so that's mistake number one. He's out in the woods by himself. So he sees the cubs, and you see the oh shit look on his face right away. And right behind him comes Mama Bear.
Oh,
and
no.
He tries to whip around his gun to get a shot off, but doesn't. So the bear starts beating the shit out of him. This is probably a good like 5 or 10 minute battle between him and this bear.
Okay, so you know what? This is kind of funny because now I'm picturing the bear like boxing with him. Like, he turns to get the shot off and that doesn't happen. The gun falls to the ground and then the bear like stands up and puts its fists up and is like, whoop-psh, whoop-psh. Like, it just turned into a Rocky movie.
Oh shit! Frontier Leo was not doing method for any kind of boxing movie. That's gonna be my next picture.
Yeah, they're like, Sly Stallone got a supporting actor, you know, Oscar nod. Like, maybe if I do some boxing, then He's trying to hit all the bases because he's like, I'm not getting cheated this time.
He's like, it's like I'm in harsh conditions making this movie. I'm doing a boxing coming of age, you know, heroic movie. Like, I got to get an Oscar now,
like,
right?
I grew out a beard. I grew out facial hair for this. Come on.
Look at my face. I'm going.
Bear stands up. Bear's like, one and the two. Left, right, left, 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 right, hook.
In this corner from the upper Colorado Peninsula.
Bear stands up, does a little, it's kind of, you know, working his feet, doing a little footwork, back and forth, a little back and forth. And then, oh, right hook, left hook.
Then the bear realizes, oh shit, I'm a bear, just chomps on his head.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when the music kicks in. Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, we have Rocky 1, 2, and 3 all in one movie. At some point, the Cubs grow up enough that he starts training them.
God was Avelino Gabriel, you know? Sometimes the bearded actor comes in with a gun and tries to shoot you in the face. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? DiCaprio, he's a Wall Street trader, you know? Yo, Kate Winslet, I did it!
That's what he's going to do when he wins the Oscar. She's like, I didn't even like that guy. He kept staring at my vagina when he was painting me. I could tell. There was nothing method about that.
Right?
There was nothing method about the boner he got.
Exactly. That's why I didn't let him on the door. That's why I let him drown.
It was in the script to pull him on. I said no.
No. He stared at my vajayjay the entire time. Like, dude's gonna creep me out. Like, he's in the water, and I'm thinking, there's totally enough room on this door, but you know what? Nope, I'm not gonna risk it.
James Cameron's like, no, he's supposed to be on. No, splash.
No, Kate.
He's not. You saw what he did earlier. What do you think he's gonna do when he's snuggling with me?
Kate, please.
I guarantee I'm going to feel that Leonardo DiCaprio boner.
Kate, please, he's cold. He's I mean, look, he's turning blue, Kate. Kate, let him on the door. Stop shaking your head at me, Kate. All right, we'll kill him. We'll kill him in the movie, okay? Will that make you happy? I had this whole, like, happy ending planned, and then you come along, and you're like, oh, I don't want to let pervy Leo on the door, and so now he's going to die. He's going to die, and that's your fault, Kate. That's your fault. He better get an Oscar for this because you're killing him. You're killing him, Kate.
Sploosh. Where are you going, Kate? Where are you going? I'll be in my trailer. Oh, God, actors.
You know what? Fuck this. Where's that old lady at? Get her in here.
Lynn is like, all right, Leo, you can get out of the pool. He's like, I need to wait a few minutes. God, do you have a boner, Leo? Maybe.
Yes, I do, and it's quite small. There's shrinkage, and I, you know... DiCaprio, I gotta impress the ladies.
You know what I call it? I call it LCB, Leonardo DiCaprio boner. LDB. Get it? Get it? Where's everybody going? Are we breaking for lunch?
Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Why are you an alliteration? What is it with you and alliteration, Leo?
So that's why he's never won an Oscar, is that James Cameron put a voodoo curse on. I was like, damn it, Leo, you are never winning an Oscar. Don't you put that curse on me.
Yeah, don't you put that evil on me, James. Jamie.
You are never going to have a billion-dollar movie, James. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then Avatar comes out.
It's like, fuck. He is. He's like the Chicago Cubs of the Oscars.
He is. I know. I think it was it last year he was up and everybody thought he was going to get it, or was it the year before?
I think it was for Wolf on Wall Street, wasn't it?
Maybe. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to win it this time. And they show like GIFs of like as they announce it, and you just see him like clapping. And underneath it's like, just smile, Leo. Just smile.
poor man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor guy. But,
Yeah, we went off on a tangent. So he's boxing with the bear. The bear's punched him in the face.
Well, yeah, so he sees the Cubs. And, yeah, son of a bitch, there's some Cubs over there.
Oh, there's some Cubs.
And so he knows, I mean, he's Frontier Leo, so he knows that seeing Cubs is a bad, bad omen.
Yeah.
So before you know it, you hear the mama bear growl in the background, like, what are you doing, my Cubs? And as he turns around, that's what Mama Bear sounds like.
That's what does Mama Bear sound like? She's from Alabama.
I don't know. So As he turns around, Mama Bear comes and tackles him and starts beating the shit out of him on top, you know, scratching at him, clawing at him. And he's doing a great job acting here. You know, complete agony, the bear scratching and biting at him. And, you know, he's doing, you know, they have great close-ups on his face where he's kind of got his bottom jaw hanging out to show how much agony he is. Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty graphic.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
If it looks as much like a what a bear attack, I think, would look like as it as you would imagine.
Yeah, that's as close as you want to get to seeing what an actual bear attack looks like.
Yeah. And what's funny is I'm sure they did research on how this actually happens, or they kind of had like experts tell them, like, this is typically what a bear would do. But you see the mama bear, like, I think they would be just at the side, like, pawing and biting. No, mama bear gets, like, right on top of him in, like, prone position. Like, I thought she was going to start dry humping Leo. She was going to take Frontier Leo to town. She's biting on his neck. And
you know what we do to people in the woods, Leo?
No.
Like... No, I didn't want to do this. It's not that kind of movie.
I want to wake up from this dream. I want to wake up from this dream and set me to another one. She bites on him for like 2 or 3 minutes, and he acts like he's playing dead. He stops moving, which had to be tough. I mean, obviously not now because it was probably CGI, but you know, in real life, you know, if something's clawing on your back, I think it'd be difficult to be like, you know, holding it in, not to scream in agony.
Yeah. Ugh.
So Mama Bear leaves him, starts walking away back towards her cubs, but it's kind of hanging around. She's like, okay, I just want to make sure you're dead.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why he did
this.
Kids,
go get Mama a stick. Poke, poke, poke.
Can we play with it, Mom? Well, let's make sure it's dead first. Then you can play with it.
Thanks, Mom. And then you can eat it. Wait, what?
No. So he dropped his gun in this whole thing, and it's old-timey guns, too. It's not like a revolver where there's multiple shots. It's like a single-shot, you know, rifle, black powder rifle.
Right. Okay, so this is set in, like, this is set in the frontier era. This isn't, like...
Oh, yeah. Okay. This may be pre-Civil War.
Okay,
like, this
okay.
is, like, you know, early 1800s.
Okay.
And so he starts kind of, you know, slowly crawling to his gun, because Mama Bear's kind of left and has left him alone. And he gets to it, and she starts kind of walking back towards him, which I assume is just to make sure he's dead. I don't think she was planning on eating him. I don't know what her thoughts were on that.
Right.
She might have wanted to eat him. I'm not sure. But as she starts walking close, he turns around, and you're like, yeah, shoot that bear, which is kind of sad because it's just a mama bear protecting her cubs.
True. But at the same time, like, it's not that sad if you're Leonardo DiCaprio in that moment. So fuck this.
Yeah, if you're Frontier Leo, like, I'll fucking kill you, bear.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Mama who? Mama or not, you clawed my back. We're done. We're done here.
We could have talked this out, but no, you went right to violence.
Here you can't. Yeah, I was just, you know, like, hey, look, there's your babies. Here, let me step away ever so slightly because I don't want to piss you off. And then here you come, fucking up my life, clawing my beautiful bearded face. Why is it whenever I'm in a movie, like, bad shit happens?
I can never be in a movie where I win.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why, you know, it, like, if you, that's a, you know, that's a thing. Like, it seems like with Leonardo DiCaprio, like, he always gets the shit end of the stick in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like Titanic, he's on a boat, and the boat, you know, boat sinks, and there he is, like, hey, there's plenty of room on that door, Kate. Could you, let, you know, just maybe scoot a skosh? And nope, okay, I'm dead. In The Departed. I mean, spoilers on The Departed. But, like, at the, you know, the last 5-10 minutes of the movie, shot in the face.
Out of nowhere, just capped.
Yeah.
He was Mama Beared. Maybe that's what they should call it, Mama Beared.
Elevator door opens, and blop. And he was going to win. He was going to be on top. He was going to, you know, he's taking the guy in, you know, and going to, like, bust the whole thing open, and he's going to be the hero. Nope, bloop, shot in the face.
Just about to get his life back. I mean, that dude was in undercover for years.
Yeah, he was in the clear. He saw the ticker tape at the finish line and shot in the face, dead. And you're just like, fuck, Leo, can you get a break? Maybe that's why he never won an Oscar, because everybody's just like, you know, let's have a movie where that ends okay for you.
Well, in Wolf of Wall Street, does he just get arrested? Is that what happens in that one? Or does he die in that one, too? I haven't seen it.
He gets, at the end of the movie, he does get arrested. He gets arrested, but I think he gets out, and then he does this, like, he does these, like, you know, sales help courses, kind of like TED Talks for salesmen.
Okay.
So I guess that one ended okay, but he still lost all his fucking money.
Oof. Could you imagine going from millions and, you know, to, like, nothing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll have the caviar and the champagne. It's like, sir, you're at McDonald's.
Yeah.
McFlurry and fries, please.
And that'll be $1.90. And then they're like, that'll be $1.95. And he'll be like, okay, so a water and some fries. That'll be 99 cents. Okay, how about three fries in my hand? Like, you don't even give me the box. I don't need the box.
Damn it, I'm Wall Street Leo. I'm WSL. I don't know what that means, sir.
What is this with the alliteration, sir?
Security.
Yo, who gets free fries? Oscar winners get free fries, Leo.
Fries are for Oscar winners, Leo. Fries are for Oscar winners. That's going to be the name of this documentary when he
fries
goes downhill.
Fries are for Oscar winners. Where's that guy from The Pianist?
It's gonna be narrated by the Mama Bear. So yeah, Mama Bear is kind of stalking him, you know, making sure he's dead. But he gets to his gun. He's like, all right, I got to get this shot off. And I've heard a lot, like, if you shoot a bear, it usually just pisses them off even more.
I've heard that, too.
Because their skin's so thick. And I think if you shoot them in the head, like their skulls are so thick that it takes a lot to penetrate. So he turns around and gets a shot fired off and hits her. But it just pisses her the fuck off more. And so she's back at pounding the shit out of him, biting his neck.
Well, and plus, like, a bear is fucking huge.
Oh, and this,
like,
is a grizzly,
bear
too.
Is
yeah.
fucking enormous. So, I mean, like, you pop off one shot in a bear, and then, I mean, some humans can take one bullet and still, you know, if it doesn't hit any vital organs, you know, a person can still be okay. I mean, a bear is the size of multiple people.
Yeah, like thousands of pounds some can be. And this is an enraged mom that's, you know, trying to protect her cubs. Like, nature's kicked in.
Yeah, and it has that whole, like, it has that whole superhuman strength.
Yeah. She's like, I don't give a fuck if you're in Titanic, Leo. I'm going to eat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Once you incept your way out of this, bitch, nom, nom, nom.
So she's just biting the shit out of him. Like, and she's doing some damage now, and he's back to playing dead. Because she bites him real hard on the neck, and you just see, like, the blood start coming out. So you're like, oh, Frontier Leo's had it.
Yeah. So is this, like, the middle of the movie?
This is probably a third of the way in, maybe.
So a third of the way in, and he's already, like, fucked up from this bear.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they escaped some Indians in the beginning and lost a lot of their pelts, and they were trying to escape and get to the fort. And so, at, like, the first night after that, he's like, I'm going to go and start tracking, you know, let everybody know, and they wake up that I'm heading this way.
Okay.
And that's when he runs into Mama Bear. And so she's biting the crap out of him again. He's trying to play dead, so she'll leave him alone. But she's not being fooled this time. Uh-oh. So she, like, noses underneath him, flips his ass over, and starts licking his face and nudging him. Basically, like, the poking him with a stick, but with her nose.
Yeah.
Like, are you alive? You alive, Frontier Leo? You dead. You're dead, Frontier Leo.
Oh, my God. See, in that moment, you'd be like, you know what? Just do it.
Yeah.
Just eat me. Bite my fucking head off, please. Because I'm done. That's the point where I'm just like, you know what? I'm done here. Like,
yeah.
I'm done trying. I'm done trying to fuck with you, bear. Like, just do it. Just do it and get it over with.
I mean, could you imagine the pain? Like, I scratch my hand and I'm out for a week. You know, this guy's got a bear paw that has claws the size of my hand just gouging down his back. Chunks of his body have been bitten and pulled out.
That's the point where you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I've lived a good life. I grew a sweet beard. You know, I'm wearing some animal skin. Like, I'm done.
Kill
Go ahead.
Me. Kill me.
Yeah.
You think Frontier Leo said that, though? You think Frontier Leo gave up?
Of course he didn't, because he wants the fucking Oscar.
Yeah, Frontier Leo saw that Oscar in that book. Frontier Leo was going dark, you know. He's like, I'm leaving this world. I'm leaving this world, Kate. Kate Winslet. You know, we had a thing, you know, you touched my boner and I saw your vagina.
Yeah. And then Kate's like, we didn't have a thing, Leo. We you You stared at me while I was naked and painted a picture. That's what happened.
It was awkward when the camera was. You weren't even supposed to be there that day, but you still showed up for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, there was that thing in the car. I mean, whatever. But I mean, that was just. It was kind of a one-time thing. Like, I figured we'd get off the boat and you'd go on and live your life in poor, miserable 1930s hell. And I would still be a debutante.
But no, so yeah, so Kate says that to him in that moment. He's going dark even more. Like, he's like, all right, I'm done. You'll kill me, Bear. But you know what brings him back, Richard?
That Oscar. Yeah. That Oscar brings him back. He's like, no.
I must continue the fight.
I was in the third highest grossing movie ever, and nothing. Nothing.
So Frontier Leo, he reaches for his trusty knife. So the bear's kind of walking away, you know, checking back on her cubs. He reaches for that knife and pulls it out. And that's when Mama Bear sees that. And she's like, oh, shit. No, it's over. This is the third and final round, Frontier Leo.
Is this a big knife? Is it did he pull out like a fucking pocket knife?
No, it was like a 6-inch, 7-inch knife. Like, it wasn't like a Bowie knife, but it was good sized.
Okay.
So she comes and he just starts stabbing the shit out of her. So he's getting it, you know, they're stabbing each other at the same time. She's clawing and biting, he's stabbing, and she's dragging him, you know, they're kind of like going towards this edge of a hill, but he's still just stabbing away.
Yeah.
And they fall down this hill together. And he falls first, and Mama Bear falls on top of him, but Mama Bear's dead. He killed Mama Bear.
Mama Bear's over.
But it's sad because, you know, the little cubs see that, and they come walking over to the edge, and they see Mama Bear not moving, and they're like, why Frontier Leo?
At that point, he stands up, he's just like, oh! That's when the rage takes over. See, at that point, okay, so if I was Frontier Leo, in this scenario, I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, this might, you know, piss some people off. I'm killing those cubs because, number one, I'm just pissed. Like, I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
This mama bear just fucked my life. Fucked my life. And I just, I got to take this rage out on somebody.
Well, you can pull like a shredder in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja cartoons, and you'd actually just take those cubs and raise them as your own to hate their mom,
right? And then you're out in the woods, and there's another bear, and then here come the cubs,
yeah,
that are now full grown bears, and you name the bears Toka and Reza, and there's Frontier Leo, Toka, Reza, attack.
That's what happened during the read through. Leo's like, no, this is gonna win the Oscar. It's like, wasn't that from like a 1990s, you know, movie?
He's like, no, we got this. We're you know, we can do this. It's all about the delivery. It's not, you know.
He's like, Frontier Leo can do this. It's like, the director's like, no, I don't think so. And Frontier Leo's like, well, who's won an Oscar in this room? And they're like, everybody's like, well, not.
I have.
Not you, Leo.
What about that guy? Well, yeah, but I mean, special effects. I mean, that's a gimme. I could do special effects and win an Oscar. I mean,
It's okay, Leo. You're just grasping for straws now. I just want one of those.
I was in Inception. Blah.
Everybody just starts standing up and walking out of the room, and the director's like, "Yeah, just go ahead.
We'll
pick this up tomorrow.
We'll clean this up later.
My heart will go on tomorrow."
Bitch didn't let me out the door.
Director just slowly starts walking out of the room. He looks around like, they just left me, just like Kate did in the water.
Yeah. Leo can't get any love. Not from Kate, not from Bears, not from Matt Damon. Nobody.
Hey, everyone, this is Tom from the Say What Podcast, and I would love it if you'd swing over to saywhatpodcast.com to check us out as soon as you're done listening to this show. We handpick real news articles to poke fun at every week, like a lady from Florida attacking her boyfriend with a ceramic squirrel, or kids rubbing chapstick in their eyes to get high, or the guy who got arrested for repeatedly having sex with an inflatable pool shark. Yeah, I think you get the point. So tune into the Say What Podcast every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, and at saywhatpodcast.com.
But he does, Frontier Leo does get kind of the upper hand, so he's fucked up and out, and the group comes and finds him, and what I find funny is, so they're trying to get him stabilized, and somebody has the thoughts like, oh, hey, he killed that bear, let's skin it. So they skin it and cut off the paws and make like a necklace for him. But for the rest of the movie, Frontier Leo's walking around with this bear he killed as a like a coat. So he kind of won in the end.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's true. He's, you know, it's his insult to injury. He's like, fuck you, I'm going to wear you as a coat. He's like, you see this hole in this coat? That's where I stabbed it with my knife. See this hole? That's where I shot it.
You know what else I'm going to put in this hole? Frontier Leo, no.
That's where I'm fucking my own coat. I'm fucking my own coat.
He's cuddling up at night with, he's like, what is that? Oh, gross.
Oh,
I regret that decision now.
Frontier Leo, come on. You're better than this.
Well, there's nobody around. He cuts like with the blood of the bear. He writes Kate on the back. Go and meet Kate. Like, well, this is awkward.
Yeah. I didn't win an Oscar, but this is the next best thing.
Has she ever won an Oscar?
Didn't she? Did she win for one for Shakespeare in Love? Or was she even in that movie? Am I thinking of something else? Am I thinking of Gwyneth? Matt Damon won an Oscar. I mean, not for acting.
Oh, for
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. See, yeah, she won for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. She won Best Actress.
There you go.
No, that's online. That's something else. Sorry.
Oh, damn it.
I fucked up. I don't see where Oscars is on here. Anyway, so we don't know if she won or not. Damn you, internet.
You have that conversation with Matt, though. It'd be like, so you won an Oscar? And he's like, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I stood up there. And then Leo's like, well, yeah, but I mean, writing.
I could do that.
Give me a marker board. I'm a smart kid, but I'm surly. The end. Boom. Oscar.
Yeah, this is a story that tells itself, Matt.
That's not what I did, Leo. That's what you did. I mean, that's the movie, right? Oh, wait. Robin Williams makes me cry. The end.
How do you like them apples? Yeah, there. Boom.
There. Woo. I could win a fucking Oscar. Do it on my acting laurels. Not that bullshit writing you do.
It's like, I just wanted to have coffee with you, Leo. It's Frontier Leo.
Frontier Leo now. Look at this beard. Look at it. Look at the beard.
Matt's like, well, I got a beard for the Martian. It's like, you son of a bitch. If you win for the Martian, I'm going to put you in the water.
I could have done that. Oh, Ridley Scott in space. Woo. Yeah, that's original.
Matt Damon just slowly walks out of the coffee shop.
Man, Kate was right about you. You're kind of a dick. Oh, you want to know something about Kate? Look at this coat. I named it Kate. You know what this hole's for?
You stole a prop from the movie? No, I fucking went out and killed a bear and did this.
I killed a bear. And I named it Kate, and then I killed it. I stabbed it.
I'm a method actor.
I'm a method. This is what methods do. You wouldn't know because you won an Oscar for writing.
This is after this Oscar. He's like, well, I won for acting too with The Martian. You son of a bitch.
Next bear I kill, I'm naming it Matt. How do you feel about that?
Check. Check, please. It's fine. It's fine, Leo. I got this. It's Frontier Leo.
Frontier Leo.
He starts talking to the Kate. That's okay, Kate. We're going to go back into those woods and we're going to find us a bear. Name it Matt and fucking kill it.
We're going to get in those woods. We're going to find your brother, Matt. That's right, Matt.
He looks at as Matt's getting ready to leave, he grabs my hands like, guess what, Matt? You know, I'm a method actor. In my next movie, I'm going to be H.H. Holmes. Do you know what he did? Do you want to come to my house? No, Leo, I don't.
A murder house! Bitch.
Matt Damon and Kate Winslet meet up, and they're like, I'm kind of worried about Leo. I think we need to get him an Oscar just to calm him down.
Right? And then Kate's like, no, don't do that. He's kind of pervy, you know. Because she has that English accent sometimes.
Sometimes, when it suits her.
He's kind of pervy. You know I didn't let him on the door, right? Originally he was supposed to be on the door. I didn't let him on because he's a bit weird. A bit weird. He kept screaming method, and I...
He was naked at the time and said, method, method.
It's so weird.
And then he laughed and said, that's not Go-Gurt. That day I vowed never to work with Leonardo DiCaprio again. Poor Leo.
Poor Leo.
But yeah, I think that's because I think him and Matt Damon are up for best actor, right? I never really pay attention to the Oscars because I've never really cared too much, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the whole thing. I did see there was that news story about the Oscars with the whole, it's not diversified enough.
Yeah, I saw that.
By some people's standards. And then Leo's like, yeah, not diversified enough. That's the fucking problem. That's the fucking problem with the Oscars. It's not diversified enough. How about we don't give people that should have a statue a fucking statue? How about that's the problem?
You know who deserves one of those metal men? Me.
I do.
Frontier Leo.
Frontier Leo deserves a statue. You know what I named this coat? I named it Oscar. That's what this coat is. That's its new name. I called it Kate. It's not Kate anymore. It's Oscar. You see this hole? You know what this hole's for?
sir, I just want to take your order. This is McDonald's.
Sir, I don't think you should wear that coat in here.
But I feel bad. Like, this movie, I didn't really care for the movie too much because it was a lot of like scenery cutscenes. And besides the bear fight and the beginning fight where they're fighting with Indians, it's a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio outside next to a fire sleeping. Or struggling really hard to get up a hill. That's like all the rest of the movie is.
So it's like a depressing Lord of the Rings with a bear attack.
Yeah. Frontier's like, oh, god damn it, there's another fucking hill. Oh, damn it, the sun's going down. I gotta make me another fire.
And like, I am not a fan of the cold. So, like, if I'm Leonardo DiCaprio and I'm out there in the freezing fucking cold, because it looks like they shot, like, outside, you know, in the fucking cold.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at that point, I'm just like, you know what? If I don't get shit for this, I quit. Yeah. I quit. Okay? I suffered in the fucking cold.
Romantic comedies from now on.
If this doesn't happen for me, I'm done. I'm just done. Fuck it. I'm going to go do slapstick comedy after this. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to guest appear on Nickelodeon TV shows for the rest of my fucking life because this isn't worth it.
There is a scene where, because it is, they did shoot on scene, on site. They, I guess they used only natural light.
Okay.
And there's a scene where he's like in this water, and I'm assuming it's actual water. So he might have like some kind of like wetsuit on, but he's in probably near freezing water in this flick.
Ooh.
So that I imagine. So let's play this out. So the Oscars happen, and like, and the 2016 Best Actor Award goes to, open up the envelope, Matt Damon in The Martian. And you get a whole Kanye West scenario.
Stands up. He's like, no, no, no. That's not happening. No. Change that fucking envelope.
He's up there. He's like, listen, Matt Damon in The Martian, he wasn't on Mars. He was not on Mars. He was in a studio.
He was in a studio with some computers around. You know what I did? I'm out in the fucking cold. I'm out in the freezing cold.
No, sit down, Matt. This is my time.
You know, like you, yeah, sit the fuck down. You, I swear to God, I will stab the shit out of you with the knife that I stole from set. I swear to God.
It's plastic, but I will fuck you up.
I will fuck you up, Damon. You've been up here once with the fucking janitor movie. And now's my time. It's Leo's time. It's Leo's time now.
You get the people in the thing like, should we, boss, should we cut from this? Like, no, fucking roll. This
The assistant director of the Oscars like, are you fucking kidding me? Get this going.
But this is on CBS. He's cursing.
10 seconds, and we're going to trend on Twitter. Watch.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. This is my last day anyway. Fuck it. Leo's up there talking about it. He's like, I was in the cold. I was in the freezing water. Yeah, you think that bear was CGI?
Yeah.
No, it was a real bear.
I was in the cold. I was in the freezing water. I did that before in the freezing water. And you motherfuckers were like, no, never mind.
I thought the problem was I was actually in a pool there. I wasn't in the Atlantic. So you know what I did? I got an actual cold water this time. Method. That's what I thought. That's how you win Oscars, right? Yeah, freeze your balls off. You know what I did? Yeah, froze my balls off. Literally. Pulls down his pants. Lost the left one. Froze it off. Frostbite. Had to get it cut out. Do I still get an Oscar? No.
No. No. Who gets an Oscar? Fuck, I really don't remember who got an Oscar that year.
Probably Matt Damon. He goes, did Matt Damon lose a ball while he was on, quote, Mars? No. He could come in whenever he wanted to. He didn't have to. He was on a schedule. You know what happened to me? We're on set. Director's like, lighting's not right. Just go home for the day. I was already all set up in my stuff out in the freeze. No, sit down, Matt. Matt, sit down.
Sit the fuck down. God damn it, I swear to Christ.
You hear Matt be like, Kate. Oh, yeah, let's bring Kate up here, too. I got some grief that I want to give to her, too.
Yeah. Speaking of freezing fucking water, Kate.
Did you guys know there was supposed to be a sequel to Titanic? Yeah, it was basically The Notebook. It was The Notebook.
It was a whole planned sequel out. We were going to have Titanic 2, but it didn't happen. You know why? Because some snooty British bitch didn't let me on the fucking door.
You rub your boner on her once and she gets all offended.
Highest grossing movie at the time. Didn't let me on the goddamn door.
Oh, man. Titanic 2, My Heart Will Go On. It's gonna gross as much. Probably more. You know? I had a scene where I cried. That gets you an Oscar, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Matt? Crying gets you an Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on a rock all by myself. Did you see me cry when I got attacked by a bear, Matt? No, I didn't, because I'm Frontier Matt. I'm Frontier Leo.
I haven't seen The Martian. You know what he probably does? He sits there and grows fucking potatoes. Guy grows goddamn potatoes, and you're going to give him a statue. I'm out in the woods. I'm in the fucking woods. Freezing water. Bear. A goddamn bear. What do I get?
Assistant director, we're supposed to cut to a commercial soon. Just keep rolling. Keep rolling. Let him go.
No, dude, keep this going. Are you fucking kidding me?
We're supposed to go to another Big Bang Theory rerun. Do you want? No, just keep rolling. Keep rolling. This is the Big Bang we all wanted to see. Everybody wants to see an Oscar or an actor flip the fuck out. We got this right here.
Oh, see, now I'm looking at the Academy Awards. He wasn't even nominated for Best Actor that year.
Oh.
But you know who was nominated that year?
Who?
Matt Damon.
What for?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, look at me. I'm a hardened person who has trust issues.
Blah, blah, blah. I hope Robin Williams can talk me through it. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. I was in the goddamn water. You know why? Because I'm method. Method. Method, Matt. Did you go live on Mars? Huh? No. No, you didn't.
I had coffee with you, Matt. You basically just played yourself. I think you just had a CGI screen behind you and a webcam. That's all you did.
Yeah, you were Matt Damon on Mars. Great. Woo. Was Ben Affleck there, huh? Son of a bitch.
Don't get me started on Ben Affleck. That motherfucker wins an Oscar for playing Batman. I swear to God. And Ben Affleck comes around the corner. Swear to me. And Tom Hardy comes walking on stage and puts his arm around Frontier Leo. It's like, hey, it's okay, man. It's okay.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, front. Yeah, he doesn't even come to the Oscars in like a suit. Like he comes in the bear coat with the fucking beard. Just trying to remind people that I was in this fucking movie.
Oh, shoot. They kind of slowly cut. Whoever's hosting's like, oh, so congratulations to Matt Damon. And, yeah, that's one for the ages. We'll see you next year, everybody. Bye.
Jack Nicholson won that year.
What do you win for?
As Good as It Gets.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Do you see how many times Leo's been nominated?
No, I'd have to look that up. But yeah, he wasn't even nominated that year. Titanic won Best Picture, but yeah, the Oscar for Best Actor went to Jack Nicholson.
And Matt Damon was nominated.
Yeah.
that's awesome. but yeah, so I mean, I feel kind of bad if he wins for this movie, because it always seems like that's the case, that whenever these guys that haven't won in a long time, it seems like they win for like not their best movie.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And really, like in this movie, like I said, like he seems like he's just going uphill. So he doesn't have a lot of lines. Like the better character in this movie is the Tom Hardy character. Like I think he knocks his part out, like piece out of the park. Like it is really, really good. And so my fear is like they're going to give this to him. And I mean, yeah, he acted in agony a lot, but there wasn't much to it, I guess, if that makes sense. But Tom Hardy's character, I mean, I'm a big, big Tom Hardy fan anyway, because I think he kind of does the method acting too. Like he really falls into those characters. And besides the Butler Bane character, all the other ones have been awesome.
He was nominated 6 times. He's been nominated and he hasn't won a single one. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I don't, just as a, that's gotta burn you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, if that's more, like, in the community of actors, because, you know, I don't know how many people, like, if you see, like, Oscar winner, blah, 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 is in this movie, I don't really, that doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, does that, and I don't know if that helps.
Nah, yeah, I mean.
And that wouldn't help bolster, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's career. I mean, he can make any movie he wants now.
So you're saying like he's kind of transcended the Oscars at this point? Like he doesn't really need it?
I think so. I mean, I don't even know what the Oscars give you. I mean, if you're a first-time director,
I know what you're saying. I mean, but to be fair, like neither one of us have been nominated, so maybe it does, and we just don't know it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe there's some like secret club that'll get Leo in, so he's not getting to do the movies he wants. He's just getting thrown scraps. They're like, so Ridley Scott a couple years ago was like, you know, I'm gonna take this book The Martian and I'm gonna make it into a movie. And he's at a coffee shop talking about that, and Leonardo DiCaprio walks by and is like, oh, Ridley Scott, hey, I'm and Ridley Scott's like, who are you? Who are you?
Titanic.
Titanic. Oh, the Oscar winner. The were you nominated for anything? No. Have you won before? No. Oh, huh. Yeah, I only really talk
so
to people
just
who've won.
If you want
to
just leave your headshot, I mean, I'll get back to you.
I'll look and check and see. Maybe I can pick you out in one of those movies. You know, one of those fun little movies you do. You know, I do films. You do movies. That's cute. Leo's like, well, I mean, you know, I've read The Martian. I'm a big, big fan of The Martian. You know, I thought this would be a great movie. I have a lot of ideas on how that character would be. And Ridley Scott's like, well, I think that should be like an Oscar winner type of person. You know who I'm going to go for? I think I'm going to contact Matt Damon for the
part.
He
won an Oscar, didn't he? That's when Leo's just like slams his hands on the table like, son of a bitch! It was for writing! Writing! He didn't get anything for that fucking movie. The fucking stupid janitor Boston accent movie. I could do a Boston accent. You know what I did a Boston accent in? The Departed. Wasn't Matt Damon in that movie? Yeah. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, it's got those two Oscar winners, Matt Damon and Jack Nicholson. I don't remember who else was in there. I mean, all the other people did kind of cute stuff, I guess.
All the other... Marky Mark was in that fucking movie.
Oh, God. Does Marky Mark ever win an Oscar?
Oh, Marky Mark, can we get him? Is he...
Yeah, he'd play a good... He'd be in a good part for that, I think.
God damn it!
So, yeah, so... Leonardo DiCaprio sitting there, you know, he wanted to be in The Martian. He wanted to double it up. He wanted to be in The Revenant and The Martian just to double his chances of winning.
Yeah, he's like, I'm doubling down. We're gonna increase our chances here. Nope.
And the winner of the 2016 Oscar for Best Actor goes to
Matt Damon.
You just see him knock over this table. Leo just walks out.
Motherfucker!
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Next year when he shows up in the whole bear outfit. And he shows up like Jim Carrey did for the MTV Music Awards that one year.
Be like, what do I get? Do I have to kill that fucking bear again on this goddamn stage? That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, man. Yeah, we actually didn't really spoil the movie too much, except for the bear part. We kind of just gave an insight to poor Leonardo DiCaprio's life.
Poor Leo.
Yeah, poor guy.
I think that should be the name. That's what we should just title the episode. poor Leo.
Poor Frontier Leo. But yeah, I don't know if... I mean, I'm sure if you're a first-time actor or first-time director and you win an Oscar, like, that has to just, like, catapult you to the front of the line for stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's that going to get Leo besides actually having that award now? I mean, does he really get turned down on movies? Like, I doubt Ridley Scott really would turn him down for The Martian.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, you know, has he just transcended the whole award thing in general? Like, I agree with you. Like, he doesn't really need it. I mean, I think he can get the movies he wants and get the money he wants for doing movies.
Yeah, because he could walk in and be like, hey, guess what, Marvel? I want to be Spider-Man. They're like, yep, you're Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And he's like, and I want $4 billion. And they're like, whatever. I mean.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're in a Spider-Man movie, everybody's going to go see it like 10 times. So we'll be good. Everybody wants to see you shooting web out of your hand. Women, men, bears.
And they're not going, well, I mean, we're not totally sure if you've, you know, really, you know, been put through your paces as an actor, Mr. DiCaprio.
you haven't paid your dues.
Well, and also, and I mean, like, and you see, like, I've seen stories on, like, he's always, like, hanging out with supermodels, and, like, he walks into, like, you know, clubs and bars with, like, three women on each side, and,
oh,
you know,
really?
He's banged every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of guy that gets whatever he wants, I would assume.
And so the real moral of the story is, it's not really poor Leo, because... Yeah.
He's got a good life.
I mean, you see pictures of him with like six beautiful women on a boat in the French Riviera making millions of dollars. And then here we are.
And he's got all the counterfeit Oscars that he's ever wanted. Every year he just gets one, buys it, engraves his name on it for some short he did in his basement. Here's Leo taking a shit. Oh, yeah. Oscar 2014. All right, well, I guess, do you want to throw out any Richard's closing thoughts?
You know what? I think I just did. Like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is, does he really need an Oscar? Not really, because I'm not saying he shouldn't get an Oscar. I'm just saying he doesn't really need it. He makes millions of dollars. He's a fucking movie star. He's one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
He can have any woman he wants, but Kate Winslet.
He can be anywhere he wants, except apparently on that fucking door with Kate Winslet.
And Mars. Those are the only two places.
And Mars. And in a bear's good graces.
All right. Well, I will do a little bit of housekeeping. Visit our website. We're at languageofbromance.com. Follow us on Twitter. We're at languageofbro. Email us at eatthebeaver@languageofbromance.com. Like us on Facebook and check us out on the Pocket Cast. It's an iOS, Android, and Windows phone app. And subscribe and leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher.
And don't forget to check us out on the Pod Bros Network.
The best podcast site on the internet. And any frontier, really. I mean, if you're a bear and you want to attack Leonardo DiCaprio, you could probably listen to that. Anything on there. That's probably a show for you. Probably
Pod
ours,
Bros,
but...
the Leonardo DiCaprio of the podcast world.
We just never get our awards, damn it. And if you're in the need for some headbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the promo code LLBARMY and you'll get 33% off. All right. Well, is there anything else before I close her out?
No, no. Just poor Leo.
All right. Well, that's all the bromance we have for this show. I'm Sean.
And I'm Richard.
And I say we go out there and we eat that beaver. We eat the beaver.
We'll eat that beaver. Mm-hmm.
Eat the beaver.
Watch out for them bears.
And one more thing, James Cameron.
I wanted to be on the door, too.